This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the region's biggest conversation. My name is Enor Ugbevire. So the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, a prescribed group by the federal government, introduced a sit-at-home order in August 2021. Why? To put pressure on the Nigerian government to release its leader, Nnamdi Kanu, who's standing trial for alleged treasonable felony and terrorism. And over the past year, we've heard several things, we've seen several things, and then there's something that has come out of it, which they call unknown gunmen. Of course, at some point, IPOB said they were no longer enforcing the sit-at-home order, because in the initial time, there was the enforcement where several people were injured, there was some violence recorded, and after a while, they said, no, we're no longer enforcing the sit-at-home order. And then in some instances, we saw that there was an enforcement on the days that Nnamdi Kanu had to be in court. So this is what we're talking about. It's 1 year now. Several things have happened. We'll dig in the next 45 minutes. My guest, Mr. Uche Okoye, he is a good governance advocate, and he joins me from the East. Uche, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Anu, for having me. Good morning, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Nigeria.
So, Uche, where were you when the sit-at-home order was first announced? Do you remember?
Yes. I remember I was in my office and when this announcement was made. And, I didn't, it wasn't a surprise, because that wasn't the first time a sit-at-home order was issued in the East. You remember during the Mazob era, that was a time they used to issue sit-at-home. So it was something that some of us who still remember, recall in the past, you know, still some, have some, you know, remembrance to. So we remembered when it happened initially, and so when this announcement was made, but we didn't know that it would take this long. At some point, a lot of people said, okay, since it's just a sit-at-home for something good, that we may just give it a try. But so many people didn't, you know, find it very, you know, funny. So many people, you know, campaigned against it. At some point, it became, you know, it got out of control that nobody could actually put. Yeah.
But in the early days, Uche, what we felt around here and other parts of Nigeria was that the entire East or a larger number embraced the idea. Was that what it was on ground?
Not true.
In the initial instance.
Yes, it's not entirely true, but you may argue that the overwhelming majority might have done that. Again, you cannot really tell because there's no statistics to back this. The people who are threatening other people, you know, they're seen as a force that could be harmful. So when there is a force trying to suppress a larger number of people, so there could be some level of compliance that may seem overwhelmingly majority. So I could tell you that what I can say is this: I'm not sure the majority were in support of this. I can only say that the vocal minority who were enforcing this aggressively were able to suppress the rest of the people. So that's what I can say here.
So are you saying that in the early days there was enforcement? Because what we heard at that time was just an announcement, and what I said earlier on, what seemed like there was acceptance of that order.
And let me tell you, if you understand the people of the South, you see that we are very liberal, we are very democratic. So it's almost impossible to have a very unified voice on any issue, you know. But what really happened at the time was that the anything that has to do with Biafra stimulates the sympathy of an average Igbo man. And when you push an agenda with that narrative, it's definitely going to get a lot of people obeying it. And remember, what really happened was that many market leaders were instructed to close down their market, and some of them were threatened. So you find out market leaders, and because of how the overwhelming majority of the Southeasterners are majorly traders into trading, so when you close entirely the market down here, you're going to affect almost everyone. It didn't come from the government, which we elected.
Yes.
It didn't come from the governors. It didn't come from our leader, who we democratically elected. It came from a group of people who are agitating for secession or for independence of Biafra. So these are the things that I can tell you that I am aware of, from my experience.
All right. So in the early days, did you expect any form of resistance or action from the state governors at that time?
Yes, I can tell you that the governor at the time, the governor of Ebonyi State, I remember vividly, was very vocal and very, anti-IPOB movement. He resisted the imposition of the seat at home. I remember sometime the governor of Imo State and Obiano governor, the past governor of Anambra State. I remember that they also issued statement asking the IPOB and the citizens to stay away from enforcing the situation, and of course asking the citizens to go about their businesses. But it never comes to pass because people were afraid of their lives. They do not trust government to protect their life well enough. So that's what I can say.
All right. So from what you have seen, it is clear that the government did not do enough or couldn't protect the people.
Exactly. So, the governor of the Southeast were not bold enough. They were not bold enough, I can tell you. But someone like Umahi was very, very bold. He took it personally and, of course, ensured he stamped it out. Because today, Ebonyi State entirely do not sit at home.
All right, so let's talk about how it affected other strata of the society. Yes, the wise men in the East are usually traders by profession, but there are others who are not full time traders who also run businesses. How did it affect other businesses there?
Exactly, it affects everything: the traders, the commuters, the petit, everyone, every single person is affected. The government officials, everyone is affected. The economy of the Southeast is affected. So everyone is feeling the brunt. And people are, young people, the students, the young entrepreneurs, everyone is feeling the brunt. Let me tell you, in the entire Southeast, there used to be events, social events, entertainment, creative, events that used to happen. But because of the seat at home that escalated the insecurity, some of these things have been suspended. So it has affected the entire strata of business, aspect of life in Southeast.
So
it has really cost us so much in terms of monetary.
In monetary terms. So how would you say the people have carried on with it for the past 1 year?
Well, the people are beginning to adjust because it's becoming a normal thing. It's becoming it appears that it's almost like the usual. Every Monday, people just sit at home. They see it as a normal thing. They're beginning to adjust to that. Even though some are still resisting, some are still coming out to trade, some are still coming out to do their business. But it is becoming a normal thing, just like Sunday and somehow Saturday for public office holders. So people are beginning to adjust. But I think if the governors of the Southeast, if they can sit up to their responsibility, if they can impose sanctions on anybody who is closing down their market or down their shops, if they can assure the citizens security, security of their lives, people can definitely come out because people are definitely tired. They are tired and sick of this sit at home. They are no longer interested. There is people are beginning to revolt against this.
But Uche, we've had governors, I think specifically a Anambra State governor at some point, threatening that if markets are not open, banks are not, even banks have to close, right? Or have to close.
Because, like I said, they cannot guarantee, they do not feel secured, and people, security itself is a mindset. It's something that has to do with the mind. If people don't feel secured in the, within themselves, there's nothing you're going to tell them that changes that. So the perception of feeling insecure around the house is very real. There's this palpable fear that has enveloped the people. So you cannot just arbitrarily, you know, with the word of mouth and say, go out and trade, go out and open your business without doing something very substantial, something very concrete. Just like what Ebonyi State Governor has done, he has enforced it, he has, you know, overpowered these elements who are using this sit-at-home to perpetuate crime. I can also tell you that, you know, when this sit-at-home was issued, initially there are some elements who genuinely want to enforce it, not through violence anyway, through appealing. But over time, because there was a vacuum of leadership and vacuum of security, criminal elements, organized crime, started popping out. They started, you know, taking advantage of that lacuna and started perpetrating crime. And that's what, you know, currently happening, where you hear kidnappers, you hear unknown gunmen. These are organized crime, you know, that are perpetrating this crime under the guise of agitators or freedom fighters.
No, but initially, instance, Uche, they were enforcing it. IPOB was enforcing it. Wasn't that the case?
Yes, like I said, there is a structure, especially in the informal sector, that controls the market and every other thing that happens in the Southeast. So what they literally did was to reach out to the leaders of these structures and instruct them to close down their market, close down their schools, close down this and that. So that was the case. There was a, you know, agreement, you know, between those in the leadership of those structures and, of course, the indigenous people of Biafra. But as time went on, it became something, criminal elements we are enforcing to create that lacuna in the system. They were enforcing it because at a point, the IPOB came out and said, look, we have stopped this enforcement, sit-at-home enforcement. We are no longer doing this. But there are some elements who resisted, and it went on because they were using it to perpetuate their crime.
Okay, so on one side, we have IPOB saying that we're no longer enforcing. On another side, you say there are other criminal elements that took advantage of that order. Exactly. I know at some point,
that does not take away the responsibility on IPOB, because they created the environment that that enables such crime. So what we are saying in essence is that the initial situation was that IPOB reached out to the structures that are in charge of markets and other informal sectors in the Southeast and agreed that they will be locking down their businesses on Monday. And that was the case.
All right.
Now, when they lifted that ban instruction, there are other elements who came and insisted that that would continue. And so, these elements are criminals.
So we want to assume that these criminals are more powerful and better organized than IPOB. Is that it?
It was because they were using threats and violence, and they were using threats and violence. If they catch you, they burn down your... So that threats and violence became the tool that was used to instill fear among the citizens.
Right.
So people no longer trust even the government.
All right. Thank you, Uche Okoye, for your time. A commercial has to play. We'll reconnect in a bit. My name is Enoch Bevire. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We're Nigeria Info, Port Harcourt. My name is Enoch Bevire. It's a Tuesday and we're looking at the weekly Monday sit at home declared by IPOB in the five southeastern state of Nigeria, now 12 months old. The order officially began in August last year. And what did they want? They wanted to demand the release of their leader, Nnamdi Kanu. Business activities, as you've heard from my guest, Uche Okoye, a good governance advocate. Shops, banks closed every Monday in the southeast. Of course, Boeing seems to have a reprieve. And there have been several attacks, killings, violence increase in the region. A businessman, a trader, did speak to our correspondent. And I'm going to play that for you in a bit. But the question on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, if you're online and if you're a Nigerian for PH, is the Southeast better off with this? 1 year later, is the Southeast better off? Let's hear the trader.
In this main market, I am Monday, usually the main market because unfortunately, since the start of the lockdown, they have shifted to Tuesday. So the thing I've really dealt with market in the sense that maybe it's not certain where they sell up to 10 million in a week. They'll now be getting like 7, 8. The main people that the whole thing is really affecting very much based on maybe people that pay salaries. Their working hours have reduced.
Okay, so we have another businessman speaking to Nigerian for us on the matter.
You know, Monday is the start of the week and people tend to make, you know, resolutions towards the new week. So telling people to stay home on a Monday creates this negative impact on businesses. You don't make money. And then, you know, human beings, once it's Monday, sit at home. They unconsciously want to even sit at home on Tuesday again. And then it becomes a problem, you know, to businesses, especially businesses like mine, who tend to survive when it's open 24/7.
All right. For those who may not know, we have a lot of traders here who buy from Aba, the Areria market. And on Mondays, they are no longer able to go to the market. We also have transporters who do that route. But on Mondays, it's a different ball game as well. A lot of people can't even travel on Mondays because they're afraid. Is the Southeast better off a year later? Have you also been affected as a business person, a traveler, a student? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. My name is Enoa Ogbevire. On Twitter, we're at Nigerian for PH. On Facebook, at Nigerian for PH. On WhatsApp, 0809030-6416. 1 year later, we're not even talking about the agitation part of it. If they've been able to pressure the federal government, IPOB that is. But again, IPOB at some point came out to say we're no longer enforcing. So who was enforcing? At some point, they also threatened that they would fish out those who, you know, were attacking other people in the name of, you know, enforcing the ban, the sit-at-home order, rather. David is in Yenagoa. David, good morning.
Greetings from Yenagoa, Madam Eno.
You're welcome.
As a matter of fact, I think it is very, very senseless, this sit-at-home. Now, the problem is not to or to end it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You see, when this sit-at-home started, under the guise of Nnamdi Kanu, whatever, and not whatever, the people supported it. That
some,
yes,
some people,
they
not
collectively
all of them.
They decided to sit at home. Now, even the same people that gave the sit-at-home order had said, no, there is no longer sit-at-home again. They cannot even stop the sit-at-home. It is as if it has been hijacked by some other people. So, for me, the amount of money they lose every Monday is worrisome. I am a victim of that sit-at-home.
How?
When I was coming back from Abuja a week ago, the vehicle I boarded got broke down. I got stuck at Owerri. That was on a Sunday. Monday morning, I cannot move out of Owerri. I was forced to spend another night in Owerri. In fact, I was seriously frustrated, my sister. So for me, it is very, very senseless. And if they know what they are doing, it is high time, collectively, as a people of Indigo, that Monday morning, everybody come out, open his shop, do his or her normal duty, and let us be watchdog to each other. Then let's see where these miscreants will come and attack the whole people and kill everybody. They lose billions of naira. It also affects other regions too. What about a transporter? That is his route. So it's senseless for me. It's really, really senseless. The casualties are everybody, according to J.P. Clark in his poem. The casualties. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, David, for calling. On WhatsApp, Thangara Twigbu says, sit at home order by IPOB members have become a holiday in Igbo land under the watch of APC led federal government. What a country. And I know a state here where they moved, they did a flip. So Saturday's children go to school, you know, because they can't go to school on Monday. So school is now from Tuesday to Saturday. There is a government in place. And then we're having, unbelievable, but it's been on for about a year now. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. El Chaperone says, our people used to say that old women begin to get shaky anytime you mention bones. I don't know what that is. On WhatsApp, the truth is that Southeast is getting from bad to worse. For me, as much as I understand the agitations over inconsistency of government policies and Buhari's deportistic approach to issues concerning the region, I urge them to be rational with their sit-at-home order because government is not affected with this idea. Hence, we'll continue to keep deaf ears. Ezenye Chima from Omirelu. The government is affected. Daniel is calling from... Okay, Daniel, call again if you can. Call again if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Chris is calling from Mwoba. Chris, you're on. Good morning. Let's talk.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Thank you for your program. And the topic, you see, what is happening in Southeast is just like a programmable man who fetched an anti-infested firewood, who definitely, you know, had the visit of lizards. You know, when this particular agitation started, people never knew that evil was about coming to the south. And the designing mind, we are warning, talking. But whenever you say something that is reasonable and objective, you know, they will tell you, no, it's a decision, it's a disaster. Look at where it has taken the whole time. And let me tell you the truth. PDP, the two governors of PDP in the Southeast are very, very complacent. Look at what your analyst was said. The governor of Anambra State was opposed to it. The governor of Imo State is fighting a battle of his life. And to stop this particular news, the governor of Ebonyi State stopped, did all that he could to stop it. What of the governor of Abia State and Enugu State? So you can see that there is a political control. You know, it's not about looking to be after. No. The particular agitation is a PDP-sponsored agitation. In order to disablige the government of Muhammadu Buhari, Buhari is not strong enough. I am telling you, it's not about Igbos. It has nothing to do with Igbos.
Okay.
Because we know that issue of Biafra is in Iraq. But because of the emotional attachment to Biafra.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
That is why the whole thing is like it is. People are not... Okay, look at the... Are you telling people that are kidnapped?
All right, thank you. No. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris, for calling. But it does happen there. And, you know, they say that the rat outside doesn't know that there's meat or fish in the kitchen until a rat inside comes to tell them that something fishy is going on. So that does say a lot. Chima is in mile four. Chima, good morning.
Good morning, Eno.
You're on.
Yes, Eno. I think I was affected a particular time. I wanted to take my dad on the eye operation.
Mm.
We have to reschedule, honestly. I think the government should be up and doing to put an end to this thing. I must tell you. Now, it comes to the extent that because we have some. So we now became, the place became so congested because there was no way to stay home for a particular day they are supposed to come.
Mm.
So I think the government should be at their feet and put an end to it.
All right.
IPOP is no longer in control of what is happening now. They can't control it, but they started it all.
Mm.
So government should enforce this thing. Not to just tell people, come out, nothing will happen to you. At the end of the day, you see people losing their lives, losing their property. So the people who claim to they want to get the country, my question is that the country are going to get? You are destroying your people, you are bringing down businesses, asking the government to enforce it. Let me stop here, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Felix is calling from Eliluwa. Felix, good morning, you're on.
Yeah, good morning, Eno.
You're welcome, let's talk.
Eno, it's not giving the monkey the cock. That's the problem. It's taking that cock from the monkey when you need to take the cock from the monkey.
Hmm.
A responsible person cannot will not just injure himself because the particular part of himself enjoys catching it with his finger. You know, this issue started like a joke, and those of us that actually foresaw what was, you know, ahead of this thing, warned them against it. Coming up with, you know, agitation, with intimidation would not solve any problem. A lot of people that were happy when they started, you know, are regretting it because cannot even count the kind of losses. Losing lives and a lot of money that they lose. We know that the East depend on businesses to excel. And every business starts on Monday. And when you lose the whole of Monday because of your agitating for one thing or the other, it becomes, the whole will become, you know, an opposite of what you expected it to be.
Mm.
So to me, I don't think it has actually achieved anything. In fact, they have lost more than they should have gained from
right.
this thing.
Right.
I would advise them to, you know, forget about this thing and come to a round table because violence has never solved any problem. You cannot solve any problem. You cannot resolve any problem. You cannot get anything good through violence.
Mm.
You are fighting against intimidation and marginalization. And you are, in the course of fighting it, you are also fighting against it and marginalizing, you know, intimidating people. You cannot solve any problem. So to me, I don't think that it has, you know, solved any other problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, Felix. Aracelia says, the sit-at-home almost messed up my younger sister's future last month. She applied for an international exam for nurses supervised by an agency. They have no accredited center in Port Harcourt. The closest center is Enugu and Anambra. Her scheduled exam date was on Monday. The centers contacted and they said exams don't hold on Mondays there. It took extra payments in pounds sterling to reschedule her exam for a Friday. The sit-at-home thing in the South East is having really serious economic effect on the people. Crime is on the rise. Commodities are extremely high. You know, I was there between Tuesday and Thursday. Within a twinkle of an eye, 10K is gone. 10K I comfortably manage well here in Port Harcourt. I was begging to come back to Port Harcourt. Broad daylight robbery inside tricycle. Tricycles is now a norm. IPOP has lost control of the evil happening there and they should be held responsible. Timothy Yama from Abuluma Road. My guest, Uche Okoye, is back on the phone. Uche, thank you again. So
thank
some
you.
People have said that it has a political undertone. Would you agree?
Well, there are a lot of things people can turn political. Politics is interest. Who gets what, to what extent, how, when. So you may actually be correct if you say it has a political undertone, but, you know, you have to break it down. to define clearly what political undertone really means.
You know,
And let me say something very clear. There has never been historically any demand, you know, that is gotten through agitation, violence, that has ever yielded any good fruits. History has shown that in South Africa, in African America, a community where agitation and you know violence was were applied in getting freedom or in getting anything, whatever you may call it, it has shown that at the end of the day that it causes a lot of social problems. And what I call for the groups that are agitating in the Eastern region are doing level of social crisis that in the next 20 out, even if they eventually get what they are looking for, is going to set a different tone, a different sort of culture. Never go the years of that.
All right. So Uche, here we are now. It's a year already. Do you think that the government should start looking for ways to take over? I mean, in 100%, because as it is now, they've ceded Mondays to a group. Do you think it's time to get it back? We're trying to reconnect with Uche. Something's wrong with the network. But there's a message here. When will our Igbo say the simple truth? For years, we continue to live in denial, making excuses for IPOB, creating division by saying criminal elements. Who are IPOB? Who are criminal elements? 5 years ago, I said monsters growing in the name of agitation, referendum, will consume Igbo land. They're powerful propaganda machineries on social media. We're diverting attention to Fulani herdsmen. Today, IPOB formed a militia, ESN and UGM, who are pure criminals now ravaging every part of Igbo land. As we speak, many local government areas don't have police stations, all burnt down, police officers killed in their sleep and stations. We're from communities. We know them, but we can't make beam or else. They'll come after you, display your head at Market Square. They want everyone to believe governors have killer squads in Imo State. We're really in deep trouble. Deem Chukwuemeka sent that in. All right. I'll take one call, and then if we can reconnect with Uche, fine. If not, call it today. Good morning, you're on. Who do we have on the phone?
Good morning, the very distinguished, and I'm reaching you from Control now in Imo State.
All right, go on.
I remain temple appearing. I think I will tell you that at this point in time, the sit-at-home order has nothing but cushion the negative effects the people are facing in this part of the area, this part of the state. Most importantly, the Imo State, which at least I'm very conversant with. You look at sometimes, this has become that every Monday there is no school. And sometimes when Nnamdi Kanu is appearing in court, that day, nothing will happen that day. Workers will not go to work. School children will not go to school. To the extent that Saturdays and sometimes on Sundays, lessons been fixed. And which for me, I will always tell them that they are doing their stuff more harm than good. And we look at the business environment here, it's even collapsing on a daily basis. Look at the stress that are passing through, the hike of price of commodities in the market are skyrocketing on a daily basis. For me, it is an issue, and it should be looked into. And look at if the government of Imo State is doing nothing about it. It look as if about people taking advantage of it. Is it not persons who fix this thing? With the iPod, the authorities of iPod tell me they are not aware of persons who fix this thing. So go against them. They will tell me that it's not aware. And somebody will put order, and the whole state abide by that order.
Five
even
states.
The government officials will not even come out, will not even go about their own activity. Talk more of civilians. The police, the armies, nobody will move. And somebody somewhere telling me the authorities of iPod are not aware.
All right.
I think somebody somewhere is deceiving himself.
Thank you for calling. That's all we can take. For those who may not know, at some point there was what was called the political solution by the president. At some other point, the governors came together and they said we're going to form Ubebeagu. We're not sure what happened with that, but it's a year gone by, and you've heard residents, you've heard business people, Someone I know personally had an event there. And what did he do? He got there and they said, we're not going to open on a Monday. And he couldn't operate. And they said, well, we can't refund your money as well. You've got to hold on until whenever it is more convenient for you. And then on that day or at that time, you can organize your event. So everything that was put together to make that event happen, all gone, except, of course, the money hanging with the hotel. And would he need it for another event? Who knows? But again, let's see how things will move, perhaps after the election, because everyone seems to be more concerned about holding on to power than solving any problems we might be facing in any state or the entire nation. My name is Enoh Gbeviri. Thank you for your time. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Good morning.